Danger Zone.
Danger
Black
Zone.
And Hunter. Danger Zone.
Here we go.
Good morning, everybody. 6:41. Brock Hunter, what's going on? Yeah.
It was his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
What?
Kenny's?
Yeah.
Kenny
Logg's birthday yesterday. Big day. Kenny Logg's birthday. Fantastic day. Mm-hmm. Love it. Anyway, it's 6:41. We got to keep her moving. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair in Benton Harbor. Breathe easier with AIR. Well, this is kind of interesting because it's my first time really hearing from an artist. Seven Dust will play their second streaming concert of the pandemic today, and drummer Morgan Rose is certain it'll be better than the first one. Here's what he said. They played their first show without an audience on October 23rd to promote the day's release of Blood and Stone. And Rose told Aftershock TV, quote, "It was terrible. It sucked. The only thing that saved us is that we hadn't seen each other for a long time. So we were excited to see each other. We were excited to be able to play together again." Rose added that the experience, quote, "felt like when we were first starting out, going on tour and having three or four people out there. We had a few crew guys and a few lighting guys out there, but that was about it. So I just tried to go inside, you know, imagine. I played a lot with my eyes closed on that, and I just tried to envision their people being there." That's an interesting take. So these people doing these remote ones, like even if you know people are streaming, I've been to shows, dude. I have been to Tuesday night shows where a band plays in literally in front of five people, and it is just, oh, it's gut-wrenching. It's uncomfortable. They do great, but it's hard to, you can't feed off the audience. One of the biggest things is feeding off the audience. You can tell the difference when a band is playing in front of 10 people and one of them playing in front of 1,000 people. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I was wondering, too, because it sounded like they hadn't played together in a while. Were they messing up at all? Purely the audience.
It's purely the audience. I mean, it's those guys are consummate professionals. Right. They're not screwing up and missing chords or anything like that. But I really do think it's the fact that there was no one there to react to it. Like, you know, like just to feed back, sing back to you, anything like that. So.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of wild, man. It's kind of wild to think and put yourself in that position. Does that kind of like make you think like, do you truly love what you're doing? Because you should be able to do it at any given time and really enjoy. I understand, though, feeding off a crowd. It's much like what the NFL players are saying this year.
Yeah.
It's weird going out into that field and not having anybody like scream for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Some players have liked it. Some don't. And I don't think there's. Maybe football or sports is a little bit different than music because music is so reactionary, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to say. But
right, there's no benefits from doing a concert with nobody there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
At least in the NFL, you can like hard count. And, you know, there's some stuff you can take advantage of.
Yeah. Like, thank you, Cleveland. And then no one says anything. It's like,
Crickets.
But so today the concert will be going on Rose and the gang. They're ready to go. He said, quote, "We know we're getting ourselves into now, so I'm sure it'll be much better. We'll be prepared a little better as far as what to expect. I'm not a huge fan of them, though. I know that people said they liked it, and that's what really counts, and I'm always enjoying playing with the guys." So you can check that out. Seven Dust in concert tonight. It'll be a good time. Whether it feels awkward or not, it's still going to be good. So check it out. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Well, I got to say this one. I have two of them today. But the first one that needs to be said is on this day in rock history, January 8th, 1935, Elvis Aaron Presley, the king of friggin' rock and roll, was born.
Born?
Yep.
Wow.
This is the year he was born. So, yep.
Thank you, baby Jesus, for making him. That was nice.
You wouldn't have rock and roll without Elvis. And taking away from anybody before him, any of the blues artists or anything. But Elvis took it to that next level, and he truly is the king of rock and roll. Just like Michael Jackson is the king of pop, and then Weird Al Yankovic is the king of accordions. Okay, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So, yeah, he was born.
And he married my wife and I in Vegas.
That yeah, that's nice right. I thought he was dead, but apparently he married you guys. Married you guys. So it's pretty interesting. Also on this day in rock history, Let's see. Where'd it go? I had it. Right here. Three Led Zeppelin concerts at Madison Square Garden sold out in a record 4 hours. That has to have been broke now at this point. This was in 1975.
Wait, so he played three at Madison Square?
So Led Zeppelin had three
released at that time.
No, they had three concerts that they had, and they were selling tickets. So they went on sale, like on this day, they went on sale in 1975, all three of them, and they sold out. All three shows sold out in a record 4 hours.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's why they had
doing
their own
pretty jet. Well for yourself if that happens.
Yeah, that's why they had their own jet and everything like that. When you're selling out Madison Square Garden three shows in 4 hours. You got a little money to play around with, but all right.
Here's your jet.
Yeah, here's your jet. Nice job. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.